10,120 is Baxter Farms, Inc. It's a variance from a setback requirement for a manure shed. And Mr. Rickards, do you have any...
Do I?
Do you have anything to share with... I'll let you start before I do, but you want to share what you have?
All I'm going to do, gentlemen, is to send you down the pictures of what has transpired between now and then, and you'll see why we have to... And I believe Mr. Burrow has a better explanation of what we can do and what we can't do.
Right. In all fairness to everyone.
It's an act of God has taken the whole thing down.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of got leveled.
And that last...
And the only relief,
good thing he had a manure.
The only relief from an act of God is in the event there has been a prior, unless it was in use prior to the act of God with valid permits. And so since it wasn't, it's a goner.
So in other words, what we're doing is starting from square one.
Yeah, they're going to have to, applicant's going to have to reapply and start from scratch.
Okay.
And yeah, if that's the case, I can see where he wanted to use his existing building.
Yeah,
he's,
right.
He's got plenty of land.
And so really, he just got to move it back 8 feet and meet the setbacks, and he can go ahead and do it.
Well, he's going to have to comply with whatever the current setbacks are.
With the new setbacks, for a manure shed.
Yeah, but it'd have to be more than 8 feet.
Correct. 50 feet or 200 feet.
Yeah, it's going to be the new one.
Yeah, 50 foot. All around and 200 foot from residence.
Only one question, and I heard you say that, and I was going to ask you about this storm, where I went out to understand with the storm damage, because I tried going, I got to see all of them. Only one question, then, if he would raise, or the issue would be raised, I won't say he, I'll take that off record, but if the issue was raised that it was caused by the act of God, where does that leave that? It still would have to go to the new one, though, right?
Well, the code says if you wind knocks down a billboard, for example,
right,
and it's permitted properly and so forth and being used properly, you can rebuild that the way it was.
Okay.
But this had not been in use for anything.
Right.
For at least the last 2 years, it doesn't get the benefit of that.
That's all I wanted to know. Okay, good. So it would have to come in now as a new one with all have to meet all the county setbacks. Okay.
It's as if it's vacant land now.
Good. Okay, that's all. Because I didn't know if that question would be raised or not, and I wouldn't be able to answer it. So that, I thank you for that.
After that building come down, I don't want to be afraid to apply.
That'd be 15,200 then. That'd be 15,200 feet.
15,200.
So you have to go just like like the new one, just so if it was raised. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure I get a call, and I wouldn't be able to answer it. To me, I would say no. You'd have to meet them anyway. But that's what I want to ask counsel.
Since it's,
so
no
it's
longer,
on record.
Huh? Since it's no longer required, I make a motion that we deny case number 10,120.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,120 due to the reason it's no longer needed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried by vote of 4-0. The case is denied.